Peace and all good from Franciscan Media. I'm Father Jim Sabak, and this is the Inbreaking of the Word. 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, as we move into the 19th week of Ordinary Time. Again, we are moving towards the downward slope of our liturgical year, and so things begin to take on different meanings. Again, everything that we're doing is still in light of the resurrection. Everything is done in light of the promises that are yet to be fulfilled, that God holds out for us. And so a lot of the gospel will now focus on, you know, what is awaiting us and what should we look forward to and what should we try to expect as we continue to live our lives as believers in the world. This 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time kind of focuses a little bit on that. Wisdom opens up our readings today, and on this Sunday, and then gives us meditation during the week. Wisdom, again, sometimes these readings don't seem to make much sense, or you wonder how they're related and things like that. So I'm going to try and show you how all of them are related in one way. But the Book of Wisdom is talking about the fact that the Passover, God's great act of liberation, God's great act of freedom, God's great act of manifesting who and what God truly is, was also something that was felt or known even before the Passover occurred. So the understanding of this sort of intimation of this preview of what it is that God was going to do, Israel always saw. Israel always knew, again, God's greatness and the wonder and beauty of being called into life with God. So once the Passover unfolds and it becomes this perpetual institution that is to be remembered, it's not just because you're remembering that one event, it's that you're remembering everything this God has done and continues to do and will do. The Passover becoming this pivot, you know, that helps our realization of remembrance and hope, because that's what we're always caught in the middle of as being believers in this world. We are people who remember what God has done, and we are people who hope or continue to hope for the great works that God will continue to reveal, you know, in us, in our human family, in our human society, in this world that promises a future to us. To be remembering of that, to be mindful of that, remembrance and hope, that's how we are made, that's how we are created. Within that, we move into now, we've left the Colossians, the letter to the Colossians in the second reading, and now we move to the letter to the Hebrews, again, which is a complicated letter. It's a very complicated letter at times, and it speaks with such language that can be too theological at times that just doesn't make any sense at all. But this is a good part of it. So I think this is chapter 10 of Hebrews, but don't call me on that. I can't remember what it is. But as we begin to look at Hebrews, it talks about faith. And that faith basically is believing in what is hoped for and seeing what others cannot see. Again, the sense of faith being trust, believing in what is hoped for, and it is seeing what others cannot see. And so it takes us back to Abraham. And they're talking about what Abraham did by faith, you know, trusting in a God he could not see, who promised him an amazing thing to become a great nation, whose progeny would be as numerous as the stars of the sky, the sands of the seashore, that he gave him Isaac, you know, when he and Sarah were way too old to have children, everyone thought, but God thought differently. Again, the sense of Isaac's faith opening him up to a promise which he could only, you know, dimly see, and yet still believed it would come true, still believe it would be able to take place. And now the writer to the Hebrews, because it's always the letter to the Hebrews, it's not necessarily a letter of Paul, it might be, but whereas Paul's letter to the Colossians, Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul's letter to everybody else, you don't get that with Hebrews. It's just a letter to the Hebrews. So it's helping the Jewish converts to Christianity, or the Jewish believers who moved into Christianity, the Christian movement, to understand that this is all a part, you know, of what was expected by the great patriarchs, by Abraham, by Isaac, by Jacob. And what they could only hope for as a distant, you know, future to be revealed is now being revealed and felt by ourselves. It continues within us. Again, the sense in which remembrance and hope, that we continue to hope, to look forward to what God is going to reveal, all the while experiencing what God has already revealed and what God will continue to reveal. And that's why perhaps Luke's gospel is so important, you know, today, although again, Luke's gospel gets a little tricky because you get two different stories tied together. The first part of it is kind of the continuation of last Sunday's gospel about that rich man who thought that he was going to have everything and tie it and put it all into barns and live off of it forever. And then God was going to, demand his life from him that very night. So it was all that's going to go. The idea of treasure on earth, treasure in heaven, make sure you put your treasure in heaven. And so this is kind of the first part of it. It's just a continuation of that. Make sure that you have treasure bags, money bags, to be able to hold all that God is going to give you and to know how important it is to focus upon what God is going to give you and not what we think we should be given by society and culture, by the world itself, who says to store up all these things and they amount to nothing. It then goes into, talking about, well, what is the expectation of storing up all of this, wonder and beauty that God is showing us, all these gifts and whatever it is that God is showing us? Well, again, it's to be prepared for when Christ returns and the fullness of what God promises us will finally be revealed. And so this great parable, again, of the master who goes off on a journey and puts other people in charge and then comes back from that journey, to be able to say, thank you for keeping everything together here. Now let me wait on you. Let me take care of you because, you have taken care of everyone else and everything. And then what happens when those who don't, and this is where Luke gets a little bit into beatings and punishments and judgment like Matthew loves to do. Luke has a little bit of it. So again, if you haven't done anything and if you haven't taken care, to take care until Christ returns again, well, then you're going to get beaten. And if you didn't know that you should have taken care, but you could have done so, you're going to get beaten a little bit. It's a rip of bizarre, kind of analogy that Jesus is forming there. But the whole idea is to be prepared, for what God is going to continue to reveal to us. Memory and hope, remembrance and hope. That's where we are stuck between. It's a very uncomfortable place to be at times because we know what was and we want to happen. We want to have it happen even more and we have to wait for God in God's own time to do that. But it's also a wondrous place to be because what's open for us is possibility that hope allows us to hope for is there for us. We need to be vigilant as people of hope to continue to move each other forward into never forgetting what God has done for us and remembering the promises that God has in store for us. If anyone in our leadership, if any of us who lead work against that, well, then we work against what God's trying to do. And that is not healthy. That is not good. That is not gospel. That is not God's mission for us. To be people who dare to hope, to people who dare to remember, and to live between those two is the greatest witness that we can offer this world that sometimes finds itself too easily dragged down into darkness and despair because it forgets to remember and it forgets to hope. May we always be people who encourage this world, who give strength to this world to do both, and thereby see the glory of God revealed in our midst. Continue wishes for peace and all good from Franciscan Media. May the Lord always show you his love and mercy.